Welcome to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Listen in each week as we bring you an inspiring person who will share their story, ideas, and business techniques to help you create a practice and a life you love. And now introducing your host, Dr. Jesse Green.
Hey everyone, it's Jesse here. Welcome back to SavvyDentist.com and to the Savvy Dentist Podcast. It is great to have you company for another episode of the show. Now, as I'm recording this, it is early December, and that means Christmas is just around the corner. And we all love Christmas because it's a time of relaxation, it's a time of family, it's a time of, you know, kids and excitement with Santa and all that good stuff. But we also know that at this time of year, typically practice owners start to fatigue. And what happens is when people start to fatigue is they're kind of looking forward to the break so much that they're kind of limping to the finish line. And when they're limping to the finish line, it means they're not closing down the things that need to be finished off. They're not finishing tasks. They're not finishing projects. And what that means is that they go into the Christmas holidays with these incomplete things that kind of sit in the back of their mind and they occupy brain space. And that means we don't get a rest mentally. And the other problem that happens is if we don't do the work now, we're going to come back to a practice in the new year that perhaps is a little bit messy, but at the very least is unproductive. And when all of that happens, it means that by limping to the finish line in December and being a bit slow to kind of get out of the blocks in January, we lose 2 months of the year, and that's about 16 or 17% of productivity, and that's a lot to give up. So what I'm going to encourage you to do is to dig deep for these last few weeks of December. Let's make every single day count. Let's make every little thing that we do really contribute to a good, strong finish and to a great start to the new year. Now, as I'm telling you this story, I'm reminded of a cross-country coach I had when I was a teenager at school. Now, I'm going to tell you, I enjoyed cross-country, but I was no superstar at it. But we had a coach at school who was really good at getting the best out of athletes. Now, he coached some of the best athletes going around, and he also coached other people like me that were decidedly mediocre. But even with mediocre athletes like me, he was able to get more out of me than I would have got out of myself. And he had a couple of key expressions that I want to share with you to set the scene for what we're talking about today. Now, as we were training for cross country, we used to run lap after lap of the 400 meter track. And if you've ever done that, you'll know that's actually pretty exhausting stuff. We'd run somewhere between, you know, 7 and 10 laps of the 400 meter track, but we'd run them at pace. And, you know, after a couple of those, you'd have a minute or two rest between each lap and you'd go again and you'd build stamina that way. Now, as you can appreciate, after a couple of laps, you'd start to fatigue. The lactic acid would build up. Your legs would feel like lead. You'd start breathing really heavily. You'd be sucking in the oxygen as much as you can, and you'd only get a short break before you had to go again. And as we'd do these laps, he'd always say to us as we're coming down that last, you know, 20, 30 meters of the 400 track, he'd always yell out, "Finish hard, finish hard." And it was our encouragement to get that last little bit of effort out of our legs that we could manage. And the other thing he'd say is, don't run to the finish line, run through the finish line. He'd always ask us to imagine the finish line was 10 meters beyond what it actually was, so we'd hit the finish line at pace. Now, the whole idea of this is that's exactly what we want to do at this time of year with our practice. We want to hit the finish line at pace. We want to run through the finish line so that we extract every last little bit of effort out of the year so we're as productive as we can all the way through to the finish line. And by doing that, we set up 2024 for a great start. We're off to a flyer before we begin so that we know that when we get back, we're going to be hitting the ground running. We're not trying to prime the pump or get cranked up. We know that when we hit the deck on, you know, Monday morning back in January, we're off and it's going to be great. Now, there's a few key things that allow us to do this. Now, the first thing we need to be able to do is we need to be able to finish incomplete tasks. We need to have a really good system of identifying those tasks and prioritizing which ones to do now between the end of the year. Now, when it comes to incomplete tasks, as I said, if we don't start closing some of these loops down, it's going to be like that kind of open loop that you would have had in the soap operas, you know, of the day, if you ever watched them. Now, when I was a kid growing up, I really loved watching Batman and Robin, the old Batman series with Adam West and I think it was not Bert someone or other who played Robin. But anyway, at the end of the show, you always needed to find out was Batman going to meet a grisly end at the hands of the Joker or the Penguin or whoever it was. And they'd always say, stay tuned on the same bat time on the same bat channel. And it was like an open loop. They were deliberately opening a loop so that it would rattle around in our brain and keep us engaged with it. Now, here's what I know is if we go to the holiday period with too many open loops, we're just not going to rest. We're going to be thinking about and ruminating about these things that need to be done and holding this in our brain. And what I know is if we don't rest mentally, we're going to come back and not be at our best for 2024. So if we're going to make 2024 the best year ever, which totally we can, we need to make sure we're well rested by the time we get back. So the way to do this is to identify the incomplete projects or the incomplete tasks that you have. And the first thing we're going to do is to make a list of them, okay? So we're just going to list out all the projects or all the tasks that we have that are ongoing. And then there's two ways of prioritizing or triaging this list. Okay. The first way of prioritizing is looking at those projects or tasks that are nearly complete. All right. So if you've got a project or a task that's kind of 95% complete, you're going to go, it's only a small amount of work for me to actually finish that thing and then to close the mental file and put it to bed, right? So if you're nearly finished something, obviously finish that off first. If those things are nearly done, get those things done and then, you're good, right? Now, if you've got other things that are in a greater state of incompleteness, if that's a word, I'm not even sure if that's a word, then what we're going to do is we're going to create an impact and ease filter, right? We're going to then put a grid together. We're going to have a vertical axis and a horizontal axis. And on the horizontal axis, we're going to have ease of getting it done. And on the vertical axis, we're going to have the impact of getting done. So ease is how easy is it for me to do. The impact is this going to make a big difference in a positive sense for the practice, right? And so then what we're going to do is we're going to look at those tasks, we're going to look at those projects, and we're going to plot them on that particular graph. And you'll end up with a bit of a scatter plot. And clearly the things that we want to do first are those things that are relatively easy to do and have an impact in a positive sense on the practice. So that would be in the top right-hand quadrant, basically, right? So we're going to look at those things and go, great, these are the things we're going to focus on. Now, you might not be able to get through them all, and that's totally okay if you can't, but identify the things you're going to have the biggest impact and the easiest to do, okay? So that's the first way of triaging, and the other way, as I mentioned, is the percentage completeness. Now, if it's a simple task, obviously you can just tick that off. But if you're thinking about projects or things that have multiple tasks or subtasks within them, you're going to need to break that down. And you're going to need to break that down into what's the first thing, the second thing, the third thing that needs to be done. And then between now and Christmas, put a bit of a timetable in place and go, okay, in this week, I'm going to do, steps 1, 2, and 3. Next week, I'm going to do steps 4, 5, and 6 and so on and so forth. And so that way you can plan out what you got to do. You also need to know, who else can help you with this. So it's not just what do I need to do, but who can I get to help me with these things and how can I accelerate my progress that way? So that's the first big thing is let's complete the incomplete things in your practice and close those mental loops. Now, the second big idea is to make sure that we come back to the practice in the new year with the whole year or at least the first quarter pretty much mapped out. And what that looks like, it's a bit like when you go to work in the week. I remember in the Navy, when I was a dentist in the Navy, I'd do all my laundry over the weekend, and for the week I'd have all my Navy uniforms ironed. I'd have shirts, I'd have trousers, I'd have shoes shined, all that sort of stuff ready to go. So my wardrobe looked like a series of iron shirts and a series of iron trousers and shoes ready to go, et cetera, et cetera. And that's kind of what we want is we want your year to be preloaded. And what that allows you to do is just to keep on moving through. It allows you to keep on working. So in the dental sense, what that really means is we want to make sure your appointment book is structured and that we're continuing to diagnose treatment now for the new year so that when you come back in January, you don't just have full appointment books, you've got productive appointment books. And there's a big difference between busy and being productive. And so what I know is that as people fatigue, as they approach the finish line, their ability or their desire to diagnose seems to fall off a cliff. And I think when you're tired, your diagnosis goes down. Now, I don't know about you, but I've certainly experienced that. So what I'm going to say is we've got to remember to do what's best for the patient. We want to diagnose comprehensively. We want to diagnose like they're our mum or our dad, and we're doing the best possible care. And we're going to keep recommending great dentistry for our patients because they deserve that from us. They don't deserve second-rate treatment just because we're tired, right? No one deserves that. We've got to make sure we're offering the best treatment, you know, every single day that we're at work for every single patient that we see. So what that means is if you see it, diagnose it, present it, basically, okay? If you can see it, offer it. And then that patient will choose whether or not to proceed. And obviously, you'll have your case acceptance protocols in place around that. But keep on diagnosing. Now, what I'm going to say to you is that we know from when we work with our clients, we have a particular revenue generation model called the money machine. And it's really great because it allows you to reliably produce revenue day in, day out, like clockwork. Like you can take that sucker to the bank. You know what you're going to make today, tomorrow, the next week. And we can turn the dials and increase at any time we need to, right? Now, one of the key drivers of that is how many units of production we are diagnosing every single day. That is a leading indicator. And so we've got to focus on the leading indicators, which is to keep diagnosing treatment. If you see it, offer it. Okay, that's basically it. And make sure you set up your appointment book so that you're busy and productive next year. Okay, that's the big key. Now, the third big thing I want to share with you today is the ability to look back and learn from the year. You know, one of the things that we know is getting older usually involves the accumulation of wisdom, not always, right? We've all seen that person who comes into our practice and they've had 20 years experience, but in the reality, when we go to hire them, we figure out that they've actually had 1 or 2 years experience, you know, 20 times over, right? And what we want to do is instead is we want each year to be a year of accumulated wisdom. So we're actually growing and developing. But to do that, we've got to be conscious of reflecting on the year that's been. And that means asking the right questions. Because here's the thing, all progress begins by telling the truth. And the person that needs to hear that truth more than anyone is ourselves, right? That's the person we lie to most, right? The person we're going to fib to is ourselves. And sometimes we can be overly harsh on ourselves, and sometimes we can be overly easy on ourselves, but we still kid ourselves one way or the other. So we need to be able to ask questions. We need to be able to ask ourselves, you know, what did we do consistently well in the last 12 months, you know, and why was that a win? Why did that matter? And how can we continue to do those things? We can also ask ourselves, what were we inconsistently good at in the last 12 months? You know, where were we inconsistent? Why were we inconsistent? How can we become more consistent? And of course, we can ask ourselves, where did we get distracted throughout the year? Were we distracted by all the interest rate news and all the drama that's associated with that? Now, here's the thing. I'm going to share with you that drama keeps us poor and unhappy. We want to rise above drama. We want to make sure that we don't get distracted by drama, okay? So we've got to make sure we identify the things that distracted us. And I promise you, associated with that is going to be some degree of drama, okay? And then the next question you might want to ask yourself is, what did I learn about my practice and what did I learn about myself this year? Where can I step up as a leader? Who can I help become the best version of themselves on the team? Who do I need to help me achieve my goals and direction for 2024? So as we round out this year, we know that Santa's getting ready to go and visit all the kids around the world. We know there's going to come and see you too. But our job is not done yet. Our job is to finish the year strong, okay? We don't want to kind of leave the job half done. So if I was your personal trainer, and you're doing 10 push-ups for me, I'd be saying, right, now's the time to do that 11th and that 12th push-up. These are the ones that build muscle. These are the ones that separate the men from the boys, okay? These are the ones that are going to build muscle. These are the ones that are going to sort the wheat from the chaff and allow you to grow into 2024 and beyond. So my hope, my prayer, my plea is that as you finish this year, you really run through the finish line, hit the finish line at speed, set up 2024 for success, and let's get to work and make sure you really nail these last few weeks of the year. I'll leave you with that thought. Let's get cracking and let's do these push-ups together.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Dentist podcast. For more episodes, go to drjessegreen.com/savvydentist. And to discover how to build a high-performance dental practice, visit drjessegreen.com and download the free report.